to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is a podcast version of the monthly article The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to help people new to general practice deal with some of the tricky situations we come across. It can also be helpful for tired old curmudgeons like me. This time, we're talking about personality disorders. We all have them. Not a personality disorder, that is, but the patient. Those people who with fixed ideas and behaviours. They're so deeply ingrained and inflexible that we're now going to have a hard time dealing with the issues that they raise in today's consultation. People with personality disorders can be really difficult to engage in joint decision-making, and they're less likely to concur with treatment decisions that are made. Not infrequently, the behaviours are frustratingly self-destructive, and they can be difficult people to get along with, even for professional staff, let alone others in the community and their own families. Broadly speaking, personality disorders can be broken down into three clusters. Cluster A, the odd and eccentric. Cluster B, the dramatic, emotional and erratic. And cluster C, the fearful and anxious. Now, I don't know about you, but I can fit most of the members of my extended family, and myself, if I'm honest, into one of those categories. And for the most interesting staff I work with, probably two or three categories apply. The thing to remember with personality disorders is that they are not transient. They persist across social and personal situations and are often traceable back to childhood or early adolescence. They don't arise because of other psychiatric or medical conditions either. Having said that, they affect 10 to 18% of the general population. And because of their nature, they're much more common in people seeking medical help. The normal ones don't come and see us. Some estimates show personality disorders in 60 to 90% of people who abuse drugs and alcohol. Perhaps they're trying to self-medicate out of a condition that makes it very hard for people to adapt to stressful situations. Often, poor social support and poor impulse control is associated with this sort of personality. In general, it's important to be careful about how many people with significant personality disorders, particularly the dependent and borderline personalities, you care for at any one time. They can become exhausting and are a good reason to adopt the motto, first you save yourself. Patients like this can leave you feeling hopeless and frustrated, and it's important to share how you feel with your colleagues. Avoid getting too close with these patients. Maintain some professional distance and try to stay patient yourself and empathetic. Avoid rejecting the patient if you possibly can. But look after yourself. Can you treat a personality? Well, it's debatable. People who are living with these disorders certainly need help, and the comorbidities of substance abuse, self-harm, and harm to others need to be addressed, of course. First step is to recognize the problem behavior and thinking. And then we need to adapt our normal responses to best help manage this particular person's needs. Remember, the goals of formal treatment of personality disorders often to reduce the functional effects on the patient's life rather than cure. Treatment requires a long-term approach, often involving specifically trained psychologists, sometimes medication. Seek support from colleagues and the rest of your team with patients who have personality disorders, and monitor the reactions of the whole practice team to the challenges that people like this present to nursing, medical, and administrative staff. Don't be afraid to set limits and even say goodbye if the demands come too great. So, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Remember to look out for more on iTunes and subscribe to the magazine at www.nzdoctor.co.nz. Follow me at Apodiki GP on Twitter, and look after yourself until next time.